You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the couch. With Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your psychologist. Relationship expert, the person who kind of helps you out with stuff. How's that for official title? Are you going to like our show today? We're talking about relationships, how to fix them. Have you lost the intimacy that you've had with your partner all these years? You know, it happens sometimes. I mean, one of the most common complaints that I hear from couples who come in to see me is, Doc, what's going on, man? We used to be like together all the time. We were best friends. We were hanging out. We used to hold hands and get crazy and, you know, just have those wonderful, passionate nights. And all of a sudden, it's like, what? We're so darn tired at night. We kind of look at each other, you know, dealing with the economy, trying to make ends meet. We work so hard. If you have kids, need I say more? And there's a lot of stressors out there trying to make everybody kind of feel good and happy and maintain your own sanity. And then you come home and everything's just like, oh, God, I got to do this at the house. I've got to take care of this. I got to go do this. I got to pay bills. What happened to the intimacy? Huh? Well, many of us are in that boat. And like I said, I see it a lot in many of my couples who come in to see me. People who've been living together for a long time, married couples. You know, what's going on? And the intimacy thing is big. I can't tell you how many times I've had couples come in. Young people. I'm not talking about older people. Who, you know, a lot of people say, well, older people, they're going to, you know, they're in their 50s or 60s and they're not going to have much sex. Well, that's not true. They should be having more sex and more intimacy. But I'm talking about young people. These are like people in their 20s who come in to see me. Doc, we haven't had sex in 5 weeks. It's like, okay, number one, you're keeping score. Number two, what's going on here, guys? We haven't been able to sit down and have a romantic evening and enjoy each other for a while. That's not a good thing. So today, hopefully, we're going to try to help you out here. Because we're talking about trying to get the relationships back to where they used to be. I mean, come on, you guys married for a reason. There was that intimacy and passion and all that neat stuff at the beginning, correct? Yes? Come on, give me a yes. Yes, then you kind of remember it, faintly remember it. Well, what we're talking about today is trying to get you back on track. We're trying to make you, you know, feel a little more comfortable with your partner. And we're trying to, you know, find ways to get you together. So hopefully we're going to hear from our special guest today. It's Annette Ivey. She's the casting producer with Shed Media. Now, this is kind of a cool opportunity. I want you guys to look at this as an opportunity today, because what you get to do is you get to find out maybe how you can fix your relationship. That's what you do. So that's exactly what you need to find out, how to fix your relationship. And we're going to give you some really good ideas. See, what's happening is Annette is casting a show to help couples out. And it sounds to me like a really good, legitimate show that really is going to help people out. Not one of these, oh, let's just expose people's problems, showing them freaking out and arguing, you know, like a lot of reality shows. It's kind of cool because they're voyeuristic. We always get to peek in on them and see what they're doing. But a little awkward and uncomfortable, and then they're forced, you know, when they're trying to make up and things like that. This program is going to be a little bit different because what it's going to be doing is helping people out truly and really and find that intimacy again. Because, again, it is such a popular thing going on. And I hear that all the time. By the way, if you would like to call in, please do so. The number here is area code 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Give us a call. We can chat, talk if you have any questions or whatever. And, you know, maybe you can ask Annette some questions, casting producer, about, you know, how can you help me with my relationship or what could you intend to do? Because she's honestly seeking people to help out, you know, out there. So that's what it's about. You can give me a call, 323-203-0815. Also, I encourage you to email me, if you would like. It's docmichelle@AOL.com. Here on the webpage at LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to talk station on the internet, you can just email me. Click on that, docmichelle, docmichelle@AOL.com. If you have any, say, instant things that you can think of or would like to share or something like that, give me a call, and I'd like to hear from you. And also, we're waiting for Annette Ivey to call us live, 323-203-0815 as well. We have several lines, so we're going to just kind of roll with it and keep moving. Now, what are some of the most common problems that people have that I see? It's issues going on in our world that affect us every day, trying to pay the bills, trying to kind of make sense of organization. If you live in Los Angeles or you live in the big cities, you know about the crazy traffic. You're lucky if you can take public transportation. That's another, I mean, getting around from one place to another takes hours. That makes more stress. Focusing on other things other than yourself and that relationship that you have, defocusing on all that stuff out there, slowly kills the passion in relationships. And that's the way it works. You know, it takes the good stuff away. This is what's going on that I see so often. So if you, you know, are feeling like this or you would like to call me and, you know, share some of your problems, I do have a lot of emails that have just popped up that are in here. People that are having some relationship stuff right now that I see, that would be great. But what I would like to do is I'd like to bring Annette Ivey on in just a bit to talk about, you know, casting for this particular program. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact her. I'm going to have my producer call her. And then what I'm going to also do is I'm going to start answering some of your emails that you're sending in here. And again, it's 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. You can keep on emailing me. I'm going to take them in order. I'm going to have the producer screen some of the emails a little bit, some of the relationship issues, you know, that are going on with you. I can't believe this sparked so many questions from listeners right now that are emailing me about their intimacy problems with their relationship. And if you don't mind, while you're emailing me, could you put your ages on there? Because I think there's a myth, like I said, about people who are, you know, older, quote, older people having problems. No, I'd love to hear from younger people as well. We all have intimacy problems in our relationships because of stuff out there in the world. So do kind of give me your ages, if you will, and how long the relationship has been going on, because that'll help me at docmichelle@AOL.com. And what I'd like to do is, you know, answer some of your questions. Okay, we're going to pull up a little break here. I'm going to contact my special guest, and I'll be back to answer your questions regarding what happened to the intimacy in our relationship here on LA Talk Radio. My friends are my talk radio. That's one of my favorite songs by Chelsea Austin. There's no reason why, you know, just you got to talk to me. You know, that's what relationships are about, is communication and talking. So anyway, I think we're just about ready to get our special guest up here on the air. And we're going to talk about casting for a new television show. It's all about relationships. It's about to help you get through your relationship with your significant other and how possibly, you know, things have not really worked out very well. Because, I don't know, maybe you've got stressors in your life. Maybe, you know, one of the most common things I hear too, in-laws. Oh my God. There's so much interference from in-laws. So you have to be, you know, kind and try to get through all that stuff. But you know what? I'm telling you, in-laws can be the worst influence in a relationship. I see it so often. So, you know, that's something that I see a lot. Anyway, so we are hooking up. Sam, my man, is right here. He's hooking up right now. We're having some phone stuff going on, but we'll get it. We'll get it on the air. Let's see if we can pull up my special guest. There we go. One ringy dingy. I think she's coming in. Thanks, Sam. I love live radio. Live satellite right here. There she is.
Hello, Dr. Michelle.
There you are, girl. So sorry about the connection problems earlier. But we're here.
I tried to call in, but I still couldn't get it. So.
We got each other. We're here. It's all good. Yep. So I've been sort of building.
Okay.
Great. So nice to have you, by the way. And I've mentioned Annette is a casting producer with Shed Media. It's a great company. And you've worked with a lot of different shows. I know that. You're a great casting director. And, you know, you put things together. You see people and you sort of figure what would be really, you know, interesting and helpful as well. You worked on The Marriage Ref, huh, I think, didn't you?
Yeah.
And also, what else? You worked Dr. Phil?
I've worked on The Marriage Ref. I've worked on It's Me or the Dog, America's Super Nanny. I actually found America's new Super Nanny.
Oh, that's great.
I've worked on several pilots and, oh, goodness. There's so many I can't even mention. I've been doing this a long time.
Well, that's awesome. It's so nice to hear from you. And, you know, one of the reasons why I have you on is, you know, this is sort of an opportunity for listeners because my show here on LA Talk Radio is all about relationships.
Yeah.
It's all about helping people out with their relationships and kind of trying to figure out.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, if there's a volume up near you on a computer, if you could just turn that down. So I don't know if that might be interfering. There's a little bit of feedback going on here with our
conversation. Okay. How about now?
That sounds good. So I really want to stress to listeners that this is an opportunity for them because they can find out possibly about how to get some help recapturing some of the intimacy in their relationships. Is that what this show is about?
Yes, we're casting a brand new show, and what's really exciting about this show is that every couple in America could use this show. It's going to be very groundbreaking. It is for a major network, and basically what it's about is it's a relationship show for married couples. The idea behind the show is, you know, when you first get together and you first get married, it's very exciting, and you know, it's easy to have that passionate connection because you don't have any history. But then, you know, you're focused on your relationship, you're having a great time. But then once you get married and the kids come along and the schedules and the home and all of your responsibilities, your focus gets off of your relationship and onto sort of the corporation that you and your husband are trying to run. And that's your home structure, your schedules, your bills, trying to keep food on the table, the children fed, the schedules kept too. Your focus goes completely in a totally different direction. In our culture, we're just not taught to keep the focus on our relationship. We're taught, you know, in an effort to become responsible parents,
right,
responsible homeowners, you know, responsible people with a job. You know, that's where our focus goes. And then the relationship begins to get put on the back burner, and then little things start to disappear, like the passion, the motivation to be intimate, the motivation to be, you know, passionate and carefree, and you lose your connection. Basically, that's what it is. You lose your connection. This show is about reconnecting with your partner, reconnecting all of those things that you had in the very beginning, and dealing with some of those issues that have come between you,
right,
over the years. And it could be anything. It could be just the kids and schedules. It could be someone lost a lot of weight and it's affecting the marriage and the other spouse.
Right.
It could be unresolved issues from the past. It could,
yeah,
be unresolved arguments that just don't get resolved. It could be a communication problem. It,
mm-hmm,
could be a thousand different things.
Mm-hmm.
And just like every month when you focus of paying your bills, like,
right,
on the 15th or the 30th, this is a way of picking out a few days out of the month to focus on your relationship, because,
mm-hmm,
that's the only example your children have of what to look for when they grow up.
Now, you're so right. I mean, you have to model the behavior of, you know, having, again, if there's a volume, or if you're near your computer, Annette, I'm so sorry, we are getting some feedback again here. But anyway,
I had you on speaker so that, you know, Gina could listen, but it's off speaker. How about now?
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
That's great. So, you know, before you came on the air with us, I was talking to my listeners about, yeah, how frequently, you know, I see couples come in and they look like really young people. I mean, really healthy.
It's everybody.
Have their stuff together. And they, you know, a lot of people assumes it's older couples usually. But no, it's everybody. You're right. It's younger people too.
Yes, no one is immune, Dr. Michelle.
Exactly.
We've talked to couples who've been married for 6 months,
yeah,
to 60 years. No one is immune. It doesn't matter,
right,
how long you've been married. You could be newlywed.
Right.
But as soon as you get married, we are taught in this culture,
mm-hmm,
to move the focus,
mm-hmm,
over to all of these other things that you have to get on top,
right,
of. And it would be just like if, let's say, you were to take your focus off of paying your bills,
right,
on the 1st and the 30th of every month. What would happen?
Exactly.
Something would fall through.
Right.
Something would fall through. Something would break. Something
right,
very negative would happen. It's the same thing. When you take your focus off of your relationship,
mm-hmm,
something happens. You get a disconnect. And then you start thinking, well, gee, maybe we weren't right for each other. Maybe we should get a divorce. And that's not the case at all. It's about bringing your focus back onto the relationship, because when you're dealing with relationship issues, it's usually in the middle of,
right,
focusing on something else. Like,
right, right,
you could be doing the dish. Yeah, you, yeah, could be doing the dishes or cleaning the house, and an issue comes up and you and your husband start discussing,
right,
it,
right,
but you're not really focusing on how you're communicating or you know, what one needs and what the other doesn't. You're busy doing something else.
Right,
so
right,
this show will involve each couple that's selected will involve 7 days of romantic homework assignments to help you reconnect,
yes,
you know, to deal with these issues that have come between you, and that basically, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't like the way your spouse is communicating with,
yeah,
you, or if there's something little that's being done that's causing resentment or a past grudge, when you go to bed at night, you don't want to be intimate. You're just,
right,
not motivated.
Nope.
You're just, and then you're tired, and then it becomes,
exactly,
a chore. With,
yep,
this show, yeah, this show is going to teach couples how to reconnect and how to stay connected, and it doesn't require you to focus on it, you know, every single day, but these are little creative ideas that every married couple could use to do throughout, you know, pick a few days in the month, just,
yeah,
like when you sit down and pay your bills.
Right, exactly.
Pick a few days in the month where you're going
downtime
to focus on your relationship. And I'm telling you, it'll keep it,
yeah,
fresh. It will, it's absolutely groundbreaking.
Yeah,
no one's ever done
great.
This.
It sounds,
it's great,
really cool.
We're very excited. And we really want people who need this, which is everybody,
okay,
to contact us.
Is there any particular particular type of or it's just folks in general who are having problems in their marriage, really kind of recapturing that intimacy, right? It doesn't have to be a particular type of person or...
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Couple who, you know, couples who are married and they want to reconnect and rekindle that connection, that excitement, that passion that they had for each other in the beginning of their relationship. They want to resolve some issues. They want to, you know, just clear stuff out of the way. The show is not going to be heavy and dramatic.
Right.
It's an hour-long episode featuring two couples. So each couple will get about a half an hour, and it's going to focus on the 7 days of homework assignments designed to help you reconnect and rekindle.
That's great. And, you know, whatever it is, and I know you don't want to get into particulars or specifics right now about the show, but really, I mean, there's so many things that people can do. It's just they have, it's almost, what's interesting is they have to almost have a television show or like a Dr. Phil or someone to say, hold on a minute, stop, slow down, come in here. And because a lot of people, I know their friends say, you should go to Dr. Michelle or you should get couples there. They put it off sometimes. They'll come in once and then, you know, 2 weeks down the line. Well, we can come in on Saturday. Are you available? Yeah, I see people on Saturday. Cool, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just they don't take that time. And this is a great idea, 7 days in a row for people to really focus on. And there are so many things they can do in terms of, hello, look at, you know, that whole tantric thing, the old school, sounds kind of, you know, weird to some people, but of just sitting quietly and looking at each other. You're just looking into that person's eye, face to face, smiling, not even talking. And that, do you know how we don't ever do that anymore? Remember when you were courting your, you know, spouse and you just used to gaze into each other's eyes for a long time?
Yeah, and there, you know, there are a lot of articles and books written on, you know, couples who feel disconnected where they should just, you know, have more intimacy, or they should just, you know, at night, at the end of the day, make sure they go to bed at the same time and have intimacy. But the complaint there was that a lot of people felt awkward because they weren't having sex regularly. They weren't being intimate on a regular basis because there were these little things that got into the way. Think about these things that at the end of the day, when you look at your partner, you have some things, you have some pet peeves, you have some unresolved communication issues. You know, maybe he's doing something over and over again that really just gets under your skin, or maybe your wife is doing something over and over again that really gets under your skin, or maybe there's something they're not doing. Maybe they're not paying attention to you or complimenting you, or but there's a reason why that's happening. You know what I mean? There's a reason why the motivation on both sides have waned.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a reason why they don't feel motivated to buy you flowers, or they don't feel motivated. There are these little issues that you have to resolve so that you can clear the space in between the two of you, because you can't just automatically go upstairs, go to bed, and get together. It becomes a chore. That's why it becomes a chore, because you're missing the passion, you're missing the excitement, you're missing the motivation, you're missing the connection. That's what you're missing. And so that's what this show wants to do, is to get that connection back outside of the bedroom.
That's beautiful.
And and outside of the intimacy. Do you, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's outside of all of that, to reconnect so that you feel motivated with your partner to be intimate later on.
Exactly.
You know?
No, I totally do. And that's where it's at, because you can't just be mechanical about, okay, it's time to go to bed. We must go to bed and cuddle. No, you know, it's like robots.
Right.
You have to feel so...
Right, and if your partner did something to you earlier that day...
Yeah.
That you're a little bit, you know, upset about, or you're feeling you know, your feelings are hurt, or you're feeling down about it. You're not motivated to want to be intimate with them that night.
Exactly.
So you have to address those little issues. It could be something like, you know, we've heard a wife say to us, it would really turn me on if my husband would come home and surprise me by doing the dishes that night. One little thing, and she would be ready to go to bed with him that night. You know what I'm
saying?
It's true.
I totally
it could be something that Yeah, but these are things that we just don't think about. We don't think about these little creative things, mm-hmm. and we're going to be showing that in the show, these little creative things that every couple can do mm-hmm. to help reconnect and to help keep that connection fresh and to help keep it going.
Yeah, that's a great, it's a great idea, you know, for a program.
Yeah.
Let's just right now sort of let people know how they can get in touch with you so they might be able to interview and get help with their marriage. What would be the best
Absolutely.
Way to contact you, Annette?
What we would love is for any married couple in the Los Angeles area who wants to be a part of this show, mm-hmm. it's really very easy. All they have to do is contact us via email. That's how, you know, they can contact us via email, or they can call us on the phone if they want, whatever's easier for them.
Great.
If you're going to email us, we'd love for you to send us a recent photo mm-hmm. of you and your husband. Give us a little brief paragraph about your story. You know, what happened? We first met, and now we've been married for 10 years, and now we feel like this. It doesn't have to be, you know, in depth or 3 pages long, just one paragraph. But we need your name, obviously, your location, your contact information, your phone number,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yep.
A recent photo and a brief paragraph. And
great.
You can email us at, I'm going to give you the email address, okay? My email address, you could email me directly. It's A, as in apple, I, V as in Victor, Y.
Mm-hmm.
So it's AIV at shedmediaus.com.
Okay.
And shed is like tool shed, shedmediaus.com, shedmediaus.com.
Great, great.
You can also email my colleague as well. We're both on this. Her email address is gmarks.
Mm-hmm.
GMARKS
mm-hmm.
at shedmediaus.com. You can also call us directly,
mm-hmm.
and our number is 323-904-4680. And you can ask for either Annette or Gina on the relationship show.
Great. That'll be great. And also, you know, I always have up in the archives this information as well. So if you listening
great.
Out there, if anybody missed, you know, what Annette had to say about, you know, contacting the show, I will, of course, give all of this information, the email address and the phone number as well. So you guys can, you know, inquire about getting help with your relationships. And this is neat
Absolutely.
Stuff. This is really neat stuff. It sounds like a good, I hate to say reality, but it is, because we're talking about real people with real issues. But
this is not so much about the drama like reality shows are. This is more about really demonstrating to married couples, because this happens to 100%
mm-hmm.
of married couples.
Absolutely.
Pretty much, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
because once you get married, your focus changes and it goes off of the relationship and onto everything else that you have to do. And so, of course, your relationship is going to suffer some kind of disconnect, or it's going to go by the wayside. Everybody can use this show.
Right.
Really.
That's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, just maybe for a tune-up as well. You don't have to have devastating
Absolutely.
Issues. You know, some everybody needs a tune-up in their relationship. You know,
yeah.
it's like, and not, it's not only, you know, doing activities per se together. And, you know, there are so many wonderful romantic things we can do together and do this stuff, try to recapture the stuff you used to do before you got married, actually, when you both were romantically in that kind of dreamy phase
mm-hmm.
of fascination.
Exactly.
With each other.
And I know a lot of couples do their date night.
Right.
You know, they block out one day a week
right.
or a couple days a month to do their date night. But let's face it, what does your date night turn into?
Right.
It turns into a business meeting.
It
is a continuation of your conversation that you had earlier that day about schedules. This has to be done. These repairs, that repair, this and that. How, like, one of the ideas that you could have to do is for both of you to meet for lunch together, and you both go in separate cars,
True.
Someplace you've never been before,
yeah.
but let's say when you sit down, you cannot discuss anything having to do with your lives together.
There
you've
you
got
go.
To bring something new to the table, an article, a book, a magazine, that you read or something you saw on the internet. But you remember when you both were having conversations in the very beginning before you were parents and before you were husband and wife.
Yes.
So you could see each other as individuals because
right.
now when you talk to each other, you're talking to each other like you're the mom and the dad or the husband or the wife, not like you're individual.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I so,
so
do.
That's an idea. There's
right.
a little idea for people to do. Go out and do not discuss anything
that's
to do
right
with your lives together.
Make the rules, exactly. And you know, there's so many things that people can learn to talk to each other. Ask mm-hmm. questions. We forget so
yeah.
often to ask questions, not how is your day? Well, did you get
yeah.
a chance to speak with your coworker? But no. I mean, that's all relevant, and that shows our spouses that we're really interested in their daily life and stuff like that. But
right.
more questions like stuff that you never really thought about. Like, you know, who was like the most influential person in your life growing up? Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
You know, just learning more about each other and what motivates
or talking,
us. Yeah.
yeah, talking to each other as if you're interested in them as a
yeah.
human being,
yeah.
not
yeah.
talking at them and just getting
exactly.
out, communicating about the events of the day or
yes.
what has to get done or
right.
what we need to do. You know, how about, how are you doing
exactly.
today? How
there
are you doing?
Right.
You know?
And
how
also,
do you feel about this happening
exactly.
or that happening? Yeah.
People can write down questions they've always, you know, sort of wondered about their partner but never wanted to ask. You know, things like or share information like I want you to know that you're always sort of sensitive about that whatever, the way your butt looks.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yes.
always sensitive
yeah.
about the way.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I just want you to know,
yeah.
you know, and I tell you every day that you look great. You look great. I just want you, I want to go beyond then at that
mm-hmm.
conversation and say, I want you to understand that this is, I don't even think that. You know, what,
mm-hmm.
what, and you can also talk about what are some of the mistaken things we assume? What do we assume?
Yeah.
Those are great topics
yeah.
for, what do you assume about your partner? And let them say, are you kidding me? You are so wrong. You know, it's
yeah.
amazing what
yeah,
they'll
that,
find out.
That would be a great exercise to do. And not only that, a lot of times married couples don't want to ask those questions because they don't want to have conflict.
Exactly.
They want to avoid conflict. So this
exactly.
is where learning to communicate better comes in. You know, learning
exactly.
to communicate in a way that, you know, the other person can accept easily and communicate back to you.
Exactly.
So we'll be addressing all those things.
That's cool. Avoiding conflict, you know, and life is about conflict, and that's lovely to avoid conflict, but they have to get to a place too where, you know, by
mm-hmm.
using all those, what are the classic I statements and the reflective statements, you know, I feel
yeah.
like you, you know, sort of do this sometimes. Am I wrong? Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the reflecting statement. So what I get from you is, am
mm-hmm.
I correct? Well, no,
mm-hmm.
you're off. And that's about communicating
right.
and not taking things. You have to remove that whole thing of personal issues, you know, taking away that don't take this personally. I'm just making
yeah.
a statement. I love you. I'm exploring. I'm learning. You know, we all take everything so what it's about me, you know, and this
yeah.
this is a habit that happens in marriages that I say, it's not about you, honey. It's about the stuff within
yeah.
you. So you
mm-hmm.
have to talk to your
right.
lover.
And what makes. Right, and a lot of reasons why those kinds of, you know, heart-to-heart communications don't happen is
yes.
because somewhere along the way there's a disconnect, and that
yeah.
can only happen, these kind of close, intimate dialogue and close, intimate conversations, and even having an interest in your partner
right.
that motivates you to ask those questions, there you have to reconnect.
Exactly.
You have to be connected to that person. You have to like that person.
Oh yeah.
You have to be interested in that person. And by, you know, these 7 days of homework assignments
mm-hmm.
to get you to reconnect and rekindle. And you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It gets you back to that place. It gets you back to that place where you like them, you love them, you're interested, you feel happy, you feel light, you trust.
Yeah.
All of that has to happen first before you can jump into
totally.
Having a conversation about, you know, what interests you.
That's exactly right. Like you said, you know, you don't want to have conflict, but you've got to be able to just kind of put out some thoughts and feelings and, you know, I've been seeing this and this is what I'd really love you to do for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always thought,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but this is something I would love, like doing the dishes. I mean, it sounds funny and all that, but you know, Annette, right? It's
yeah,
like
if
you're
you can,
so
yeah,
tired.
She actually said that. She used these words, it would really turn me on.
Wow. Yeah.
If my husband would just one day surprise me by doing the dishes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's those little kind of things.
Exactly.
Now that is a homework assignment for the husband to reconnect with his wife. Now she would feel more connected to him. She would feel more loved. She would feel more validated. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
It's those kind of things.
He's hearing
yeah.
her. He's hearing her. You know, what is her most unfun thing to do around the house? He'll do it. Bada
yeah.
boom. Do it three times out of that week. And, you know, say,
yeah,
I heard
exactly.
you. I really hear you. And I see you're tired and you're this. It's no problem. I'll be happy to do it. I may not do it 100% perfectly like the way you do it, but I just want you
yeah.
to know that I'm here for you and I really want to show you stuff, you know. And,
yeah,
and
for her to have
totally.
One less thing to do at night, she would have more energy to be
totally.
With you at night.
Exactly. Thank you. No,
yeah.
it's really true. Mm-hmm. And you know how many guys who I talk to would say, I'm doing the dishes every night. You know?
Yeah.
I want to get some yeah. love and attention and this and that. But it's on both sides. It always is. And
yeah.
things that guys.
It's on both sides.
Yes.
It's on both sides for sure. You know, I had a husband say to me, "If I wish my wife would just for once tell me that my butt looks good in my jeans."
Aww.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yes, and he meant it.
Right.
Yes.
And that's
men
want
to be validated, and men want to be made
course.
To feel like they're attractive too.
That's of course.
And appreciated. Yeah.
And you know what happens is when we get so hung up in the even like you said 6 month relationships after being married, we just get hung up mm-hmm. in the stuff of everyday life. But you know, even writing down a list of the things I really love about you. I mean, the goofy
mm-hmm.
stuff, like you really take care of your nails, you know? I mean, for guys,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
I really respect,
yeah.
you always like make sure your hair looks really good. And sure, we hang out on the weekends and after, we get
yeah.
funky and all
uh-huh.
that. But you always take care of yourself. And I so respect that about you. You look so good, honey. And that, you know, and
yeah.
stuff they can do together. Fun stuff
mm-hmm.
that they can do together. Just put all
exactly.
those troubles away and just enjoy that moment and not worry
yeah, and
about
what
it.
what we're finding is that couples just don't have the ideas, you know,
right.
we need to come up
sure.
with creative ideas. None of us know what to do. So this show is going
them.
To give you a ton. Yeah. This show is going to give you a ton of ideas as
right.
to how to do it.
Exactly.
So.
No, that's a great idea. And by the way, if you just tuned in, folks, my guest here is Annette Ivey. She's the casting producer for Shed Media, and she's in the process of casting for a relationship show. It's about getting couples, married couples, to really recapture their intimacy and, you know, find kind of how they lost this stuff and find themselves getting back together again. 7 days of homework to reconnect, to really start feeling those old feelings again that you had, to rekindle that passion and that love. And it's not necessarily all about sex. It's about just really liking, like you said, Annette, really liking that
yeah.
person. And if you would like
yes.
to get in touch with Annette, by the way, you can do so. It's the email address is A, as in her name, Annette, A-I-V-I-V-Y, at shedmediaus.com, shedmediaus.com. Also, her associate is Gina. You can get in touch with Gina, gmarks@shedmediaus.com. Or, of course, you can give them a call as well. And that number is 323-904-4680 and ask for either Annette or Gina on the relationship show. And then they'll tell you what to do. They'll walk you through, you know, how to apply for the program if you have some, you know, interest in working out your relationship with your husband or wife. Doesn't matter who it
mm-hmm.
comes from. Can come from either couple. And,
yep.
you know, I think a lot of people hesitate sometimes in that because, you know, they may feel like their stuff is exposed on TV. And,
right.
But you said, you know, this is, you know, a lot of the relationship shows and a lot of the reality shows, there's like way too much drama. You know, the drama's like, yeah, it's uncomfortable
yeah.
sometimes. But this is more just, you don't have to, you know, have these crazy out there you know, flailing arguments.
No.
You know, it's not like
No, this is a conservative network, and we're not looking for, you know, to dig into your deep dark secrets.
Right.
Each episode each couple is each episode is an hour long featuring two couples, so each couple gets only a half an hour. So it's
mm-hmm.
not like we're going to follow you around for 6 weeks and uncover all of these deep dark things.
Right.
This is specifically for couples who feel they have, you know, focused on everything else in their marriage
mm-hmm.
but their relationship, and they just want to refocus on the relationship, reconnect, get that passionate feeling back, get that strengthen that relationship, strengthen their communication, really, you know, learn what each other needs in order to stay connected.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they
sure.
could be a myriad of issues. We're looking for, you know, married couples who may have their mother-in-law is living with them
right.
and it's affecting their marriage.
Oh,
or
yeah.
the couple who has lost, you know, one of the spouses have lost a ton of weight and it's affecting the other spouse, or things have kind of gotten off track, or, you know, the bromance story where the husband, you know, goes out a lot with his friends, you know, these things sometimes during a discussion becomes an argument.
Exactly.
And this is a way to reconnect so that you feel good about talking to each other and coming
exactly.
to a resolve. This is not a show about drama. This is
mm-hmm.
a show about reconnecting.
That's great. No, it's very
yeah.
positive because I think that's
mm-hmm.
what people really want. And a lot of people really do need that help out there, and I want
mm-hmm.
them to, just from what I've heard from you guys, be feeling safe enough to want to, you know, just kind of reach out and get that special help.
This is going to give all of the couples of America creative ideas
right.
about how to reconnect with your partner mm-hmm. in your marriage.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, you know, it's very helpful. So I will give that
mm-hmm.
information again, you know, on the website here on LA Talk Radio.
Thank
if you guys
so much.
Want to get in touch. Absolutely. Sounds like a terrific idea, Annette. And it's, you know, people always want to see people getting help. They want to see, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes when people watch other people and see some of the issues they have, it helps them feel like they're not alone. And that's the
exactly.
beauty. That's the beauty of, you know, a program like this, is because, well, I thought we were the only ones that were suffering so much, or not connecting, or having
mm-hmm.
to deal with kids and paying bills and
house. And a lot of couples end up thinking that they've chosen the wrong partner, or they've done something wrong, or they didn't know how to do marriage right.
Right.
That is not it. That's not
no.
it at all. What
right.
happens is you focus on your relationship while you're in relationship is new, and then when you get married, in our culture we're taught, okay, we got the relationship down, now we have to, you know, be responsible parents, we have to be responsible homeowners,
uh-huh.
we have to be responsible schedulers,
uh-huh.
responsible people that hold down jobs,
right.
and your focus changes, your
exactly.
focus goes
right.
away on all of those other things,
exactly.
and the focus goes off of the relationship,
so
and we
does.
Just don't realize it. And then we begin to disconnect. And it's just like I said before, it would be just like if you took your focus off of paying your bills,
right.
something would happen.
Exactly.
You would lose something. You would lose a lot, you know. You
right.
You could lose your... So if your focus goes off of your relationship, you begin to lose your intimacy. You begin to lose your interest. You begin to lose your communication with each other. You know,
exactly.
you lose that connection.
Right.
This is just about learning how to reconnect and learning how to take the time, giving you creative ideas, teaching you how to take the time
mm-hmm.
to focus back on your relationship.
That's great. That's really awesome.
And, yeah.
you know, it's if we read, you know, science tells us about the brain, okay? If we are
uh-huh.
so busy, focused on
yeah.
one thing, which is usually stress and taking control,
yes.
our brains cannot multitask feelings that are opposite simultaneously. So if we're depressed,
right.
stressed, focused on something else, taking care of business, trying to control our lives, there's no way that the brain can click on, and I think a lot of people have this misconception. You can, it's like a light switch. They can't click it on and go, okay, now I'm going to have sex with you. Now I'm going
now
to
I'm gonna be
now
in
gonna,
love.
Right,
yeah.
Thank
now
you.
I'm in love, and
that's
I'm
right.
going to feel happy and carefree,
that's right.
and I'm going to feel giddy, and I'm going to feel like dressing up in lingerie. Yeah,
there
no,
you go.
It just doesn't
Wrong.
Happen.
Exactly.
You have to reconnect
mm-hmm.
and sort of, you know, gradually get back to those feelings by getting stuff out of the way,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's really true. Well, it sounds like
getting,
a great
getting
show.
The stuff, yeah, getting the stuff that causes it causing you stress in your relationship, yeah. dealing with those issues, getting it out of the way so that you can have positive feelings.
Exactly. It's so true. Well, thanks so much, Annette. It's great to talk with you, and I sure appreciate you coming on the show and reaching out there to help couples. And again, I'll give that information so everybody can think about it and say, maybe I should do this because I really need some help with my wedding and my marriage rather right now. You know, the wedding was fun. The pre-romance was great. But you know what? We've turned into these robots that don't connect anymore.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much, Dr. Michelle, for having us on your show and giving us the opportunity to talk about our show and to put our information out there. We're really looking forward to talking to everyone. I mean, everyone can use this. It's a fun show. It's going to be done kind of on the lighter side. It's not deep, dark, and heavy.
Right.
And it is about learning how to reconnect, and it's great. And we would really, really we look forward to hearing from everyone. And thank you again, Dr. Michelle, for giving us the opportunity to talk about it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Annette. And you take good care, and I'm sure you'll have a really successful show. I think you're going to get a lot of responses now. So,
fantastic.
All
and
right.
if you know anyone, Dr. Michelle, certainly give them our contact information, and we will call them immediately.
Will do. All right, Annette.
Okay.
Take good care, and thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Dr.
Okay.
Michelle.
Bye-bye now. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Folks, it's a good idea. And, you know, there are always opportunities for people to learn and, you know, help themselves out. And sometimes maybe you can't afford a therapist. Maybe sometimes you can't, you know, figure out how to go about, you know, getting your relationship really squared away and coming back to find that intimacy. This is what I see a lot in people is they don't even find the time to come in to see me to recapture that intimacy. So possibly if they're really reaching out and they're kind of forced in a 7-day program to do homework and reconnect with each other, they can carry those tools on, you know, later on with them and, you know, get their lives squared away. And hopefully, you know, come together again as a beautiful, loving couple. And that's the way it is. All right. The information for the show, again, will be up on the website here on LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle, and I've got a scoot. CBS News is coming up next. I've got a little heartbreak coming up. So do have a great day. As always, I'll be back next week with the Yes, Yes Woman. Christian Brown's going to be talking about, yes, I can do it always. All right, as I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be good for other people. That's just the way it works. It's not a narcissistic thing, guys. Okay, great. You can stay on the couch if you like. More great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle. Bye-bye.